This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, for only the second time in the past 15 years, Bill Gates has been bumped from the number one spot on the Forbes magazine richest man list. He is number two this year. Apparently, Bill Gates was so angry that he pounded his fist on his desk and caused Windows to crash in 9 states and 3 provinces. Now silence! Silence, I say! For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner and Drew Show on the Sonic.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Hey, Shauna, did you know that today is the 25th anniversary of the first internet website? The very first .com was registered 25 years ago today.
Wow.
That's right.
I'm older than the .com world.
You are?
I am.
Tell me about life before the internet, Shauna.
It was a sad, lonely life. Only Power Rangers and Barney were on.
I would argue that it was a much more productive life.
I agree. Actually, this week, I'm leaving the world of wireless communication, and I am getting rid of my cell phone and wireless internet.
Yeah, is that because you didn't pay your bill?
Oh, God, no. No. My contract has expired with the Fido company.
Uh-huh.
Cell phones are quite the interference to life, so...
Yeah, you know... It's sad because I'm one of these guys that has really become... A couple of weeks ago, I showed up for work one day and I had forgotten my cell phone on the table at home. And I was off all day long. It was just so bizarre not having it in my pocket.
Exactly.
And I hate that that's happened to me. I hate the fact that electronics, my cell phone, the internet, they have become my master.
Me too.
But I couldn't function without it. I mean, my cell phone is my phone now. My home phone, the only reason I have a home phone is because my wife wants a home phone. And I don't even answer it. So when it's ringing at home, I don't even get off the couch because I know it's not for me. So my cell phone really has become my phone now. And that's why I don't see that I'll ever get rid of mine. Although sometimes I'd like to, because I don't like always being available. Sometimes a guy just needs to play a little hard to get.
Absolutely. My cell phone's been my phone for the last 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really intrusive. Everywhere I go, it rings, or I get Facebook messages on it.
So you're going to go without a cell phone, you're going to go without internet too?
No, I'm going to go back to being plugged in to the internet.
Are you talking about dial-up?
Internet.
What?
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to using the cable.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going back to dial-up, and I was going to say,
God, no.
Do they still even make that?
They do, and it's really, really expensive.
Dial-up internet access is expensive?
Yeah.
Wow.
In comparison... Because they still charge you by, like, the kilobyte, or you can get a by-the-minute package or hours.
Okay. Well, Shauna, let's say happy birthday, Internet.
Happy birthday, Internet. You're awesome.
Gas to Go from Sonic 129.
I want you to say happy birthday, Internet.
Happy birthday, Internet.
Dear Internet, I bought you something nice. Well, I guess it's not the internet's birthday. It's the anniversary of the first web page today, 25 years ago today.
What web page was that?
Symbolics.com. And I went and checked it out this morning. I can't quite figure it out what it is, but there was like God music on the front page. Seems like kind of an odd little website, but I don't know what they've been. But right on the front page, it says, you know, the internet's first web page or something like that. I would have thought that it would have been one of those sites.
Like sex.com?
Yeah. No, but it wasn't.
Your sex.com is up for sale.
No, let's... boy, what do they want for that? 30 or 40 bucks?
No, I think it's going pretty high.
Yeah.
I saw it on the news.
Oh, that internet. Yeah. They got everything down at the internet.
How did we live without it?
I wish, every now and again, I wish I could hop in a little time machine and go back to pre-internet life.
Really?
It was like nothing was expected of me before the internet.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
Yeah, I wonder if I could just talk to Garner about some Saskatchewan stuff.
Yeah, Saskatchewan. It's where it's at. Who is this?
Hey, this is Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Yorkton originally.
Yorkton, Saskatchewan. The Goose Hunter's Paradise, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I was wondering if, like you being a Moose Jaw boy, with Yorkton and Melville, there was a severe, severe rivalry.
Well, yeah, I mean, Melville was only...
The Moose Jaw Regina thing was kind of the same.
Well, the only difference is that there was a huge size difference between Moose Jaw and Regina. Regina was like 180,000 people. Moose Jaw was 35,000 people.
Yeah.
So in Moose Jaw, we were in the shadow of the big city.
Yeah.
Whereas Yorkton, Melville, a little closer in size, so I can understand that rivalry.
But Melville had huge Yorkton envy all the time.
Everybody around Yorkton, whether you lived in Foam Lake or Esterhazy or Sheehoe or Melville, wherever you lived, it was always like Saturday morning would roll around and Mom would announce, kids, we're going to Yorkton. Woohoo! And,
grab your Vico and grab your beep and let's go.
That's right. We're going to hit some of the malls in Yorkton. We're going to get stuff that we can't get back here in Melville. Like jeans that don't say GWG on the back pocket. And eggs that aren't brown.
That's right.
And it was like a different world, wasn't it? You'd go in, your mom would be stressing out because she couldn't. She'd be like, kids, I need you to sit down and shut the hell up. We're approaching Yorkton. I don't know how to drive on the freeway.
Oh, I know.
Oh, God. Yeah, shopping in Yorkton. Good times. And your dad would be like, okay, honey. Except for he wouldn't call your mom honey. Your mom and dad never showed affection toward each other, did they? It was like strictly a business partnership. But still, there was a little bit of concern, and I don't know if he was so concerned about you and your mom, or if he was more concerned about the farm truck going into the big city, but he'd like, call me when you get there, just to let me know you got there safely. But only call and just let the phone ring once and then hang up. Because God knows. God forbid you spend 35 cents on a minute of long distance back then. The old call me and hang up after one ring. People don't do that anymore now that long distance is cheap. But listen up, kids. The old man on the radio is going to tell you something. There was a time, not that long ago, when long distance wasn't all you can eat. You didn't pay $20 a month to get all the long distance you could handle. No, you paid $22 a minute for long distance.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Well, you know, you were just chatting about the phone thing there, and my parents were right along that alley there with cheekiness, I guess.
Well, yeah, I was talking about how when either you would be traveling home after a weekend at your parents' house, or your mom would go into the big city for the day, and your dad would want to know everybody was safe, so he'd be like, call when you get there, but only let it ring once, and that way I'll know. I won't pick up, and I'll know that you made it there safely.
That's right. I used to go to a little rural lake around Barhead here where I live, and it was back in the day when it cost you a dime to phone home. But they wouldn't give you the dime from the payphone. They'd say phone and leave it ring once, and then hang up, and they knew the number to that phone, and they would phone you back. And that way, then they could come and pick you up from the lake. They knew you were ready to come home.
Yeah, because I don't know that you can... you can't call into payphones anymore, I don't think.
No, that stopped just about the end of when we were doing that. It won't happen anymore.
How long ago was this?
Oh, it's got to be close to 20 years, buddy.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hi, is this Garner?
It is. Who's this?
Hi, Garner. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real well.
That's good. This is Ariana phoning. I just wanted to call and let you know how much I love your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Where are you going right now?
Oh, I'm heading back down to Calgary.
Well, hang on a second. You were what? You were just here for the weekend?
No, I'm from Edmonton, but I'm living in Calgary now. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just up for the cheerleading competition at West Ed. So.
Oh, the cheerleading competition.
Yeah, that's right.
Were you in it?
No, it was my sister. She cheers for DS.
Oh, okay. I saw it going down on Saturday. There were a lot of people in there.
Oh, I know. It was packed.
I was the super cool guy that went riding by on a Segway scooter.
Oh, really? I was in the bleachers. I don't think I saw you.
Yeah. I was, some friends of mine and I, we rented Segway scooters, and they let you ride all around the mall while open. Yeah. And there was people everywhere, and we were riding around the mall on Segways, and that's why we did laps around the cheerleading competition for a while just to let the girls know how cool we were.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, hey, what did you say your first name was?
Ariana.
What are you doing in Calgary?
Oh, just working.
Yeah?
I'm a dental assistant.
Okay. What part of the city do you live in down there?
Southeast. Yeah.
Forest Lawn?
No, it's over in Queensland.
Okay. No, that's a nice neighborhood. That's not... Don't call that Southeast, okay?
Oh, okay. What should I call it?
Call it Southwest. It's just kind of off the dividing line, so call it Southwest, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you don't want to have the SE. You don't have the Southeast stigma attached to you.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks for the advice, Garner. Podcast
Sonic. Happy Easter, Garner.
Happy Easter.
I was in the store. It's Easter.
What?
There's chocolate everywhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, Easter is really, what, 2 weeks away? 3 weeks away?
Yeah, at least, isn't it?
It's not like when you see the Christmas stuff on Labor Day. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, sir, that new Silver Sun pickup thing, when is that happening today or is that
next a week from today is when we start qualifying.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No,
I misunderstood.
This week we're way too busy. We're overstocked.
That's what I was saying. I was going to say, like, you guys are just going to give stuff away all day here.
That's right. If it's not nailed down, we're giving it away.
Right. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How does it honestly feel going from, like, a trailer in NISQ's stripper district to being, like, the best? Given away? No, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your guy, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Is there, like...
I'll let you in on a little secret. I'll let you in on a little secret here. If they phoned me this afternoon at my palatial mansion and said, Garner... You're going back to NISQ. We bought the trailer. We got the trailer out of Hawk, and we're setting it up again. I would blow my little party horn and say, yeah, frickin' who?
Yeah, but that, you know, it was fun because it was small. Now that it's gotten to be where you're giving away stuff every 15 minutes, and, you know, you're getting to everybody that comes to town has got to talk to you or else they're not famous.
All right. I like the...
I'm being square to you, man.
I know.
Serious. You're going out for lunch with Muse and Silver Sun Pickups, and you've got probably 1,000 people that are going to call you nonstop to get those tickets.
But I think,
You're doing it because they're making you. Not because you want to, because you have to.
No. Hang on a second here. Let me say something, okay?
Okay.
Can I have my turn?
Yes.
If we were still in the trailer out in NISQ, I would still be like, oh, we got to give away a meet and greet with Muse and Silver Sun Pickups. I would have no problem with that. And I don't have a problem with giving away money either, because it's not my money, right?
Yeah, but I remember some of the stuff you gave away in the beginning, and it wasn't Muse and Silver Sun Pickups.
What was it?
Like a bag of potato chips and...
Gum. We gave everybody gum. Remember that?
There you go. And when you got the first year, you guys gave away the big pop.
The big what?
The big pop and chocolate bar at Halloween.
That's right. Yeah, we were cutting... Well, we still
amazing.
Do that.
That was like...
Yeah.
For me, that was like the... Yeah. Right
okay,
there.
Hang on. I got to put you on hold. I'm done.
The
Garner Andrews Show
podcast. Easter is coming up, as the last caller just said. You have to know what day it is.
No. Here's the thing about Easter, too. Set a date, Easter. And that's why Easter will always play second fiddle to Christmas. It's because Christmas wasn't a commitment phobe and decided to commit to a date. And they said, you know what? Let's, December 25th. Is everybody cool with that? Whereas Easter's like, no, I'm so important. I'll move around every year and I'll confuse everybody.
It does get confusing. I can't really handle that sort of stuff.
No, and that's, like I said, that's why Easter will never be the beloved holiday. It'll always be Christmas until it sets a date. It's like Easter. Easter is sort of like how the television networks now think you've got nothing more important to do with your time than try and figure out what time your favorite show is on and how long it's going to be. They move stuff around all the time. It starts at 8:03 as opposed to 8 o'clock. The networks think you have nothing better to do, that you are so hooked on your favorite show that you will follow it around every week when they move it around. That's what Easter does, too. It's pretty high on itself.
And, you know, with the TV shows, you can just record those. You can't really record a family dinner.
No, you can't.
You have to actually physically be there.
Yeah, now I'm sure I've offended several people, but I would really like to see Easter set a date.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
I was listening to your show on Friday, and you were on the topic of forbidden lust, which led to sort of names being destroyed by habits and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, like if when you were a kid. Like, for instance, I knew a girl named Paula when I was in third grade. But yeah. Paula couldn't keep her finger out of her nose and her mouth. And now every time I meet a Paula, I'm like, hey, I don't know if I want to shake your hand. I'm sure you're a good person.
But the one that struck me was the one that you mentioned was Nikki.
Yeah, now, Nikki. Nikki was a glue eater when I was a kid.
Yeah. See, I had a little interaction with a Nikki myself, except mine wasn't quite as horrible. It was weird, but... Anyways, my auntie used to babysit us, and one day I was in the tub, and she came over, and then all of a sudden, you know, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in the tub, and then she jumped in with me.
Whoa.
And we were like, you know, 6 years old, seven maybe.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she was the first person to ever touch my, she's like, oh, what's that?
Okay, hang on a
My
second.
My auntie walked in and, you know, I'm sure she was pretty mortified, but she didn't freak out because I didn't think she wanted to, you know.
No, hey, just stop for a second here. Yeah. This was your aunt that got into the tub with you and touched you?
No. The girl that she used to babysit.
Oh, okay, jeez. I'm thinking to myself... Your aunt got into the tub with you and touched you inappropriately, and I thought, listen to the guy just laughing it off like it ain't no big thing. So, okay. Woo.
That was the girl Nikki that she used to babysit. She was the neighbor of her
okay.
And she used to babysit the both of us.
Okay, so for now, for the rest of your life now, anytime you meet a Nikki, you think inappropriate touching.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, hang on a second here. Amber, I want you to go replay room on that thing. Wind back to the part where he started telling the story. Am I high, or did it sound like his aunt got in the tub with him? Are you ready? Just wind it back. Go ahead.
Anyways, my auntie used to babysit us, and one day I was in the tub, and she came over, and then all of a sudden, you know, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in the tub. And then she jumped in with me.
Whoa.
And we were like, you know, 6 years old,
okay,
seven
that's
maybe.
Enough. That's good. Okay, so I'm not high. It sounded like that, right? Whoever you are with the story of the girl getting in the tub with you, you might want to work out the beats of that story, workshop that thing a little bit, make sure that it's clear that it was not the aunt that got in the tub with you. Okay.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.